Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start out with the news from Frightmare Haunted House at Haunted Trails Family Amusement Park in Burbank, Illinois. Young children can enjoy a matinee Lights On performance of Frightmare Haunted House and Trick or Treat for free candy throughout the Haunted House on October 31st from 2 to 5 p.m. The matinee admission is just $5 a person. Sorry, no coupons accepted. The first 250 kids with paid admission will receive a certificate for 5 free munchkins, good at participating Dunkin' Donuts locations while supplies last. Even more Halloween fun with stilt walkers, balloon artists, a DJ, and much, much more. For more information, go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/frightmarehaunt. We have this sad news from the Haunted House Battlefield in Battlefield, Missouri. Sorry, there's no Haunted House this year. The freaks have all left and the house is empty. Thanks for all the fun times, scared kiddos, screams, and nightmares. And please continue to donate food to Ozark's Food Harvest this Halloween. Love and kisses, the freaks. We will miss you. And as a side note, over the years we have donated over 5,800 pounds of food to families right here in the Ozarks over the last 8 years we've haunted. Please be generous and give canned food as our community needs it right now. For more information, go to hauntedhousebattlefield.com. We have this from the Darkest Hour Haunted Attraction in Salt Lake City, Utah. I've gotten several calls and emails from people asking if we're open this season. Unfortunately, creating something as complex as the Darkest Hour takes a lot of time and money, and we don't want to rush this project because you can't rush perfection. We hope to open our doors in the next year or two, and we really appreciate everyone's support and hope you'll all continue getting the word out on this project. May you have a truly terrifying October, my friends. For more info and to keep up on all the latest, go to facebook.com/darkesthourhaunt. We have some music news from Virgil Franklin. Halloween comes early this year. Friday, October 16th, Virgil Franklin released his newest CD of mellifluous melodies of the macabre, sure to set your nerves on edge and chill your blood to the freezing point. A frightening collection of themes and soundscapes perfect for your Halloween event or simply to serve as a sonic backdrop to your darkest nightmares. Check out this release and many classic Virgil CDs at virgilfranklin.bandcamp.com. We have this tidbit from Russ McCamey of McCamey Manor. Now that McCamey Manor has taken off a little bit, and with the possibility of a TV show, if all goes well, and other projects on the horizon, I'm looking for someone who would like to partner up with McCamey Manor to create a truly up-to-date and memorable website. Something that would stand out and represent what is special about McCamey Manor. What I have now is very basic and not 2015 friendly, and hasn't been updated for a few years. I know how to put on a unique and interesting haunted attraction, but I know absolutely nothing about making a current website. If someone out there would like to be a part of the McCamey Manor experience, please IM me at Russ McCamey on Facebook. That's McKamey. We have this from the Colorado Horror Con in North Glen, Colorado. The Colorado Horror Con and Halloween Film Festival is a unique local assemblage and national gathering of individuals and groups who exhibit exceptional ability or profound interest in dark fantasy and horror within the spheres of the arts. This includes fine art, filmmaking, writing, reading, visual displays, comic books, graphic novels, and all of their attached genres and subgenres. Whether you or your group fits in these categories wholly or connects in a more than familiar way through one or more of the roles of attendee, vendor, exhibitor, creator, or sponsor, we ask you to join us at Colorado Horror Con and Halloween Film Festival 2015. We provide a unique and creative partnership good for Colorado and the fine arts, entertainment industry, and retail sector that both surrounds and supports it. October 30th, the 31st, and November 1st at the Ramada Plaza in North Glen. You can get more information at www.coloradohorrorcon.com. We have this update from the Thornhill Woods Haunted House in Thornhill, Ontario, Canada. A bloody heartfelt thank you to everyone who has made a donation to my 2015 Thornhill Woods Haunted House Sick Kids Foundation fundraising event. This year our personal goal was $15,000. Since 2004 we have raised just over $40,000. If we can achieve the $50,000 mark with the Sick Kids Foundation, they will put up a permanent plaque on their wall with our name on it. Once again, this year, all our donations raised go towards children undergoing treatment at Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto. Since they can't leave the hospital to go trick-or-treating, a portion of our funds provides these kids with costumes and Halloween candy to encourage the Halloween spirit. The rest of the money goes to the cardiac care unit, with all the proceeds going towards a fund dedicated to our next-door neighbor, Amaya Lobo. Thornhill Woods will be open October 29th through the 31st from 6 to 9 p.m. If anyone is interested in making a donation, please go to our personal donation page at my.sickkidsdonations.com/personalpage.aspx. We have a pair of updates from HauntCon. We are thrilled to announce that the online ticketing system, HauntPay, will be the title sponsor for HauntCon 2016. Like HauntCon, HauntPay was designed by haunters for haunters. The HauntPay payment system is quick and easy to set up, and no fees are charged to the haunt, which is perfect for anyone wanting to try out online ticketing. Online ticketing is the future of haunting, and if you're not giving people the opportunity to impulse buy on your website, then you're losing money. Take your haunted attraction to the next level with HauntPay's simple, fast, and free and in-person ticketing. Start selling tickets online today at HauntPay.com. For more information on HauntCon, happening at the Sheraton Birmingham in Birmingham, Alabama on January 28th through February 1st, 2016, visit HauntCon.com. Also, for a limited time, use discount code OCTOBER31 and receive a 31% discount on HauntCon 2016 show registration. That's a savings of over $30 on the weekend registration, ticket, and the HauntCon combo tickets. Buy as many as you like, but this early bird offer expires on Halloween, October 31st. Go get your tickets today at HauntCon.com. We have some film news regarding Resident Evil, the final chapter. According to BloodyDisgusting.com, Paul W.S. Anderson's Resident Evil, The Final Chapter, which Sony Screen Gems has slated for release on January 27, 2017, has officially begun principal photography. Ali Larter returns as Claire Redfield in the new Resident Evil, while Mila Jovovich has already been attached as Alice. With shooting taking place in South Africa, we've learned that Ian Glane will return as Dr. Isaacs, with Sean Roberts playing Albert Wesker once again. New additions also include Ruby Rose as Abigail, Eoin Macken as Doc, Cuban actor William Levy as Christian, Fraser James as Michael, and Japanese model and TV personality Rola as Cobalt. Oh, and we have an official synopsis. Picking up immediately after the events in Resident Evil Retribution, humanity is on its last legs after Alice is betrayed by Wesker in Washington, D.C. As the only survivor of what was meant to be humanity's final stand against the undead hordes, Alice must return to where the nightmare began, Raccoon City, where the Umbrella Corporation is gathering its forces for a final strike against the only remaining survivors of the apocalypse. In a race against time, Alice will join forces with old friends and an unlikely ally in an action-packed battle with undead hordes and new mutant monsters. Between losing her superhuman abilities and Umbrella's impending attack, this will be Alice's most difficult adventure as she fights to save humanity, which is on the brink of oblivion. The cast is set to include Wentworth Miller as Chris Redfield, Bing Bing Lee as Ada Wong, Sienna Gilroy as Jill Valentine, and Johan Erb as Leon Scott Kennedy. The final press release does not include names, however, they are rumored to be in the cast. We have this news from the Nevermore Haunted Attraction in South Waverly, Pennsylvania. The moment is finally here, everyone. We have a location. 2523 Pennsylvania Avenue in South Waverly, PA. We are traveling this year to put our haunt in the South Waverly Borough to raise money for the Waverly Volunteer Fire Department. Plan to join us Friday, October 30th at 7 p.m. We will be open and ready to scare you senseless. All the info is on our Facebook page. Hope to see you there. For more information, go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/nevermorehaunt. We have news from our friends on the website, Designing the Fear. Designing the Fear is looking for cutting-edge writers, gifted artists who could take words and paint images in the theater of the mind. If you have a passion for horror, a fascination with the macabre, and enjoy ventures down into the darkest recesses of your imagination, where even angels may fear to tread, and know how to write about what that place looks like in horrific detail, we have space on our website ready for you as a staff member. Interested writers should submit a short bio about themselves in their email and 3 writing examples to address the following: a narrative describing the scariest haunted attraction you visited and what in particular created the fear for you, 300 words max. Describe with detail the best prop you've witnessed at a haunted attraction. Example, a chainsaw used to chase visitors, its color, its sound, and how it was used. Detail is very important, so make it count. 150 words max. And a short narrative on what is your, in your opinion, makes a haunted attraction successful and worth visiting. 500 words max. Please send your submissions to our assistant editor at russ@designingthefear.com and put writing samples in the subject line. For more information, visit designingfear.com. And finally, we have some very sad news from ZombieCon in Fort Myers, Florida, via Nerd Nation magazine. One person is dead and 5 others wounded after a shooting occurred last Saturday night at Florida's ZombieCon event. The horror-themed convention in Fort Myers reportedly drew over 10,000 attendees before an unidentified suspect allegedly began shooting out front of the convention on First Street in downtown. Victor Medico, a spokesman from the Fort Myers Police Department, issued an official statement wherein he identified the deceased victim as Expavius Tyrell Taylor of Ochicobee, Florida, and stated that 4 other unidentified victims were taken to Lee Memorial Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, with the 5th victim refusing medical treatment at the scene. Pushing Daisies, Inc., organizers of the ZombieCon event, shared a statement following the shooting. Quote, "We take the safety of our patrons very seriously and take precautions in hiring security and police officers for our annual event," unquote, said Rachel Telfor, security coordinator of the event. "Our prayers go out to the family members and individuals involved in the incident," said Janet DeMarco, convention founder. "Stay tuned as we will keep you updated with more information as it becomes available." And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, A bowl juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet. Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with actor Robert Lasardo and is recorded at the Scares the Care weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia in July 2015.
There you go. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. We are at the Scares of Care weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia. We're chatting with celebrities. We're talking to everybody out there. This is probably one of the most inked people I've ever talked to. And, you know, I've had a lot of rock and roll guys and stuff on the show. But Mr. Robert Lasardo has been in a bunch of things. Nip Tuck. He's been in Death Race. He was with Dee Snider in Strangeland. I got to figure out what it's like working with Dee. But, Robert, how you doing here at Scares of Care?
I'm having a great time, Drew. It's all good. I'm eating cake. Having plenty of cake and good memories with
cake
the fans.
In honor of Sid Haig's birthday, maybe.
Yeah, there you go.
They presented him with a cake yesterday. It was rather touching
and tasty too.
I don't get cake because I'm not a celebrity.
Oh, stop it.
So anyway, tell me how did you get into the the acting thing of all things? You know, were you somebody that liked doing it, or were you somebody saying we need a tough guy with a lot of tattoos to come play the role of a heavy? Or how did you get started in this?
I had a teacher in junior high school that was concerned about me because I was getting into a lot of trouble. And so she recommended that I take her drama class and work out a lot of the conflict that I was dealing with on stage, not in the street.
You know, you're not the first person that said that. You know, they had a rough childhood and they found theater being a really great emotional or some kind of an outlet for them. And it really just kind of gave them a passion for it. That's kind of how it worked for you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was really fortunate that someone was looking out for me, you know, and took the time to sit down and talk to me, you know, and was concerned about my well-being, because I certainly wasn't. You know, I think a lot of young men that grow up in situations that are a bit turbulent at home or whatever the reason is are confused, and sometimes if they don't have an outlet for that confusion, it can become pretty tragic.
Were you primarily in the theater, or did you go do commercials, move into TV before movies, or how did you progress?
I joined the Navy after school. After I graduated from the High School of Performing Arts, I went into I served for 4 years in the armed services.
And that got you to travel the world, or how did that?
I think that I needed still, even after the help of teachers and good counseling and these just transplendent experiences on stage, I didn't necessarily identify with some of the ideology that pointed toward Hollywood or looked at myself in the mirror and said, oh, I'm an actor. I was very confused in terms of identity. And my home situation was a mess, and a lot of my friends around me were catching cases and going to jail or just very destructive things I observed around me. And so I thought instinctively that it was important for me to just get the hell out of where I was, and it made sense to me to join the military. And I traveled overseas and had incredible experiences that I think helped shape me a bit. But during my travels, and while I was away from my hometown, New York City, I stayed in touch with my acting teacher, who reminded me not to forget about the creative side of myself. As I was going through my rite of passage, trying to find that, he implored me to stay focused and not lose that side of myself. And so when I was discharged, I reacquainted myself not only with him, but started studying with him privately and also at the Actor's Studio, Stella Adler Conservatory, and then went on to, you know, just do plays and theater and start auditioning.
For someone who has, let's just be frank, you are incredibly inked up with some just amazing, beautiful artwork here. Have you found that to be a hindrance in trying to get work, or has that been helpful, or do people even, does it even matter sometimes with the roles you're trying out for?
Well, early on, Drew, I think like in the late 80s, the 90s, I would show up at auditions, and this is when I moved to California. I would show up at auditions, and the casting director or people working assisting casting would say, excuse me, sir, but the messenger entrance is around back. And so, I would say, well, you know, I'm not here as a messenger, I'm here to audition. So it was a bit challenging at first. But after a while, when I started to do the work and I think pull off some effective auditions, I started to win the favor of, I think, some a little bit more intelligent casting directors and people who saw beyond just the surface of things and more interested in creative content. And then I started getting hired more and more and more. But it was always, it still is, a challenge to be different and outside the box and not conform to the cookie cutter ideology that's so pervasive in mainstream entertainment.
Do you find yourself, or do people look at you and say, well, he's obviously going to be a bank biker, or he's going to be a heavy, or he's going to be the killer, or something like that?
Yeah, there's still a lot of, I guess you could say, ignorance in the world that, you know, just looks at things and references stereotypes that have no bearing in reality.
What was it like working with Dee Snider? You know, and you had a part in Strangeland. We had Dee on the show about a year and a half ago. Great guy, and I can only imagine how cool it had to have been to work with him.
Dee is a great guy. In fact, I have a story, a short story. I was in Marina Del Rey recently, and I heard somebody say, "Hey, Robert." And I turned around, and there was Dee Snider, and he came up to me. He was very personable, and we just kind of caught up a bit, talked about what it was like working on Strangeland. And he said, "Hey, Robert, we're really trying to put it together. We're putting together Strangelands 2, and we're just getting excited about that and just waiting for the money to drop. You know, it's all about always getting the financing." So I'm excited that Dee is moving forward with Strangeland 2, considering what's occurred in the last 20 years in the tattoo community. I think it's very important to pick up where we left off with Strangeland and visit that mythology in 2015.
And it looks like, you know, he had hinted at doing a sequel at that point, so let's hope that funding's come through. Now, you just wrapped up a project, is that correct? You just had a movie come out.
Yes, it's called Anarchy Parlor, directed by Kenny Gage and Devin Downs.
And what's, without giving away too much, what can we look forward to in seeing that?
Well, it was exciting for me because they created a character, Kenny and Devin created a character for me that was outside the prison walls. And was not a convicted felon. He's actually a tattoo artist that owns a shop in Lithuania and has an apprentice, Uta, a very attractive woman who works with him, played by Sarah Fable, a very well-known tattoo artist in the tattoo community. And just to give you a little, a snippet of plot line, he works, the artist, the character's name is Artist. He works for very powerful businessmen who, when they wage war against their adversaries, the way they trophy the victory is living skin in a frame, and I assist them in that process. Yeah.
Sounds rather delightful, I guess, depending on your point of view. And
yeah, well,
people who like movies like this are going to find this great.
Since that given the fact that we're at a horror convention, I think it's apropos. Wouldn't you say
yeah.
so, Drew?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Now, was this filmed in Europe?
Yeah, we filmed it in Northern Europe in a city called Vilnius.
Lithuania.
In Lithuania, correct. Which was really astonishing because the spirit present in that history within the bricks and the churches that have been standing since the 13th century, I think really lent to the production and the this help authenticate, you know, a very macabre, gothic-style story. You can't fake on that. I mean, it wasn't something we built on the back lot of, you know, Paramount or something. So I think being in Lithuania and traveling cobblestone streets and being affected by the history of that city and what it's seen over the hundreds of years and also during World War II was something that I think influenced the production and also gave it a special quality that you don't often find in movies.
It looks like a lot of really, really dark horrors coming out of Europe these days. Yes. As opposed to the Hollywood machine. Any reason? You have an opinion on that?
Or? Yeah, I think, you know, independent filmmakers are tired of being consigned to limitation. And so they basically grab the bull by the horns, organize a film crew, people that they've allied with for many years. They have relationships over the years. They just, you know, put it together and leave the country and make their own movies. And then they deliver that property back to whomever. And if it's worthy of distribution and they feel they can, you know, market it and sell it, great, because it is a business. It's called show business. So if you can deliver a product that has content and also is respectful to the art form and the craft and it also entertains the people, I think you've hit a home run.
For people interested in following your career, maybe where this movie may be premiering or playing in their local areas, or to follow anything Robert Lasardo, how can they get a hold of you? Website, social media, etc.?
Yeah, simply robertlasardo.com. Yeah. And also Google Anarchy Parlor. There's at least 100,000 links at this point.
Very nice. Well, Robert Rosardo, a pleasure speaking with you here on the Big Scary Show at the Scares of Care Weekend.
Thank you, Drew.
I hope the movie is nothing but successful, and I wish you success in the further career, and we look forward to hearing very good things from Robert Rosardo. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show, and we are out.
Right on, Drew. Excellent.
You got it, man.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.